Hello students, so in this module you are going to learn about organisms and population, chapter number 13, NCERT textbook, class 12th. This is our module number 1. I am Neeraj Bamania, PGT Biology, Atomic Energy Central School, Indore. So let us begin with the term ecology. It is coined and described by Ernst Haeckel. And father of ecology, Rater, father of Indian ecology, Professor Ram Deo Mishra. The study of interaction of interrelationship of organisms with their respective environment, it is termed as ecology. So this is an equilibrium among organisms and environment. So organisms and environment are organization always interdependent, interrelated, or mutually reactive. So students, let us understand the level of organization in ecology. The first position is of organisms. An organism is the smallest unit of ecological hierarchy, and this is a basis of a unit of ecological study. It may be small or large, unicellular or multicellular, fixed life span and organized life cycle, that is birth rate and death included in. Next level is about population. A group of individuals of same species living at one place in this given specific geographical area, this constitute population. It is of local population or team, the subgroup of population. Like Homo sapiens inhabits hills, plains. Sister population, different population of same species of organisms which are found in different places are known as sister population. Community. Groups of organisms of different species that lives in common area which are interrelated and interdependent. It is a natural aggregation of plants and animals in the same environment. Biotic community, that is the animal community and the plant community together with microbial community is termed as biotic community. Characteristics of communities, like there is a species diversity, dominance among species. Ecosystem, the term ecosystem is coined by A.G. Tansley. And according to Tansley, ecosystem is symbol of structure and function of nature. Father of ecosystem, E.P. Odem is father of ecosystem. And according to him, ecosystem is the smallest structure and functional unit of natural environment. So if we see the definition of ecosystem, the total living factors, biotic, that is the total among biotic components, and non-living factors, that is abiotic components of the environment present in particular area, it is called as ecosystem. Ecological hierarchy. The hierarchy in the level of organisms connected with the ecological grouping of organism is called as ecological hierarchy. An organism in this smallest unit of ecological hierarchy and basic unit of ecological hierarchy. It may be microscopic amoeba, chlorella, bacterium, or macroscopic like big trees, rose, mango, animals like crocodile, dog. And an organism can be unicellular, as in amoeba, Euglena, Paramecium, Chlamydomonas, etc. As I described it earlier, each organism is capable of growth, self-repair, movement, and self-regulation in its activity. organisms and environment, the constituents of environment, which is directly or indirectly influence the form and functioning of organisms in any specific way are known as environmental factors. Climate is the characteristic pattern of weather. Elements in area over a period of time with regard to temperature, rainfall, pressure, humidity, wind, etc. Habitat is the physical area covered by an organism. Microclimate and microhabitat. Subdivisions of habitat is called as microhabitat, and it is an immediate climate or real climate of an organism which is different from the average climate of the region. Example, forest floor, burrow and surface of desert. Ecological niche. Word is given by Grinnell. And it is a specific part of habitat that is occupied by individuals of a species which is circumscribed by its range of tolerance, type of food, range of environment, microclimate, shelter, etc. Organisms that occupy the same or similar ecological niche in different geographical area regions are known as ecological equivalents. Biome or terrestrial ecosystem. The terrestrial part of the biosphere is divisible into enormous regions called biome. No two biomes are alike. They are characterized by a distinct climate, precipitation and temperature mainly, vegetation, animal life and general soil type. The climate determines the boundaries of a biome and abundance of plants and animals found in each one of them. Major biomes of India are shown in the diagram given in a slide in our textbook figure 13.2 on planet Earth. Life exists not just in a few favorable habitats, but even in extreme and harsh habitats. Rajasthan desert, rain zone Meghalaya forest, deep ocean trenches, torrential streams, polar regions and high mountain tops, boiling thermal springs and stinking compost pits, to name a few. Even our intestine is a unique habitat for hundreds of species of microbes. The environmental factors are divided into two categories on the basis of their nature: abiotic and biotic. Abiotic or non-living factors affect the structure, behavior, and life history of an organism. Major abiotic factors are temperature, water, light, and soil. Let us discuss now the abiotic factors. The first factor is temperature. Temperature or the degree of hotness or coldness of place influence the climatic conditions, soil conditions, activities of organisms, and growth, responses to plants. Because it influences the rate of all physiological processes. A few organisms can tolerate and thrive in wide range of temperatures. They are eurythermals, but the vast majority of them are restricted to a narrow range of temperatures called steno-thermal. On the basis of temperature, vegetation is divided into four groups. First, megatherms, the plants growing in high temperature throughout the year. Example is a tropical rainforest. Second, mesotherms, the plants growing in alternate high and low temperature. Example, deciduous tropical forest. Third, microtherms, plants growing in low temperature, example, coniferous forest. And fourth, hakistotherms, plant growing in very low temperature, example, alpine vegetation. Another abiotic factor is water. Water is an important component of protoplasm. Water is a resource, a condition, and habitat in itself. The productivity and distribution of plants is dependent on water. Some organisms are tolerant tolerant of a wide range of salinities. They are urehaline, but others are restricted to narrow range. They are stenohalines. Another abiotic factor is light. Light is a complex physical environmental factor. Light is measured by lux meter or photometer. It is an electromagnetic spectrum. Solar radiations before entering an atmosphere carries energy at a constant rate, that is 2 calories per square centimeter per minute. Light intensity, light direction, and light quality control the number of processes of organisms like photosynthesis, growth, movements, and photoperiodism, etc. In deep lake, zonation or stratification may be according to the need of light. The different zones of light in aquatic habitat are: littoral zone is a shallow coastal region. Producers occur throughout in them as a rich in oxygen. Limnetic zone, it is an open water zone. Oxygen and light decreases with depth. Third is a photic zone. Light cannot penetrate in this photic zone. And aphotic zone, where light does not penetrate. And finally, the benthic zone, bottom zone. Another very important abiotic factor is soil. Soil is the upper weathered part of Earth's surface, having mineral particles about 45%, water 25%, air 25%, living organisms and humus 5%, which can sustain terrestrial plant life. The study of soil is called as defology or pedology. It is derived from rocks by weathering. First, chemical weathering caused by oxidation, hydrolysis or carbonation. Second, mechanical weathering caused by living organisms, example lichens, grazing animals or earthworm. And third, physical weathering caused by water, wind, gravity, glaciers, and a fully formed soil shows different layers called horizons. The sequence of nature of these layers is called soil profile. Cross section of soil consists of following horizons. Number one, horizon O. It is the uppermost horizon made up of organic matter. It has both fresh or non-decomposed as well as partially decomposed matter. It consists of the following two sublayers. O1 region, it is uppermost layer which consists of freshly added organic matter such as dead leaves, branches, flowers and fruits. Second is O2 region, present below O1. It consists of organic matter which is in different stages of decomposition. Second horizon A, it is rich in mineral elements a large amount of completely decomposed organic matter is present in this region. Third, horizon B. It is dark in color due to accumulation of leach substances like clay, iron, and aluminium from horizon. So it is called as the zone of accumulation of or zone of alluviation. Horizon O, A, and B are together called as topsoil. Horizon C. It consists of partially weathered parent rock materials. It is called subsoil. Horizon R. It is the lowermost layer of soil which consists of bedrocks. It is unweathered. Various characteristics of soil, such as soil composition, grain size, and aggregation, determine the percolation and water holding capacity of soils. Soil is of two types. One, residual soil. If the soil remains at the same place where it is formed. Second, transported soil. If the soil is brought from their place of origin to other place by some agents, it may be alluvial soil, carried by running water, rivers, colloidal soil carried by gravity, aeolian soil carried by wind, and glacial soil carried by glaciers. Students, please note here that best pH of the soil for cultivation of plants is 5.5 to 6.5. Excess of water produces salinity problem in soil. Calcifuge plants, those plants which can grow in little amount of calcium in soil, pH 3.8 to 4, like Rhododendron and Rumex, etc. This was all about abiotic factors, and now let us discuss the abiotic factors and their interrelationship among the living beings. Homeostasis, the phenomena in which an organism maintains the constant internal environment. It is a steady environment or internal environment in response to changes. It is termed as homeostasis. The changing conditions of external environment and the changing conditions of internal environment remain constant or steady, and the various responses to abiotic factor are regulated, conform, migrate, and suspend. These are certain forms under homeostatic behavior. Bergman rule, birds and mammals attain greater body size in colder regions and lesser in warmer regions. Allen's rule, animals from colder climate generally have shorter ears and limbs to minimize heat loss. Jordan's rule, fishes occurring in cold water have more vertebrae than those found in warmer water. Glogger's rule, animals of tropic region are more darker in color and heavily pigmented than those in Arctic region. Ranche's rule, birds of colder region have narrow wings than those found in warmer region. The various responses to abiotic factors are regulated, conform, migrate, and suspended. Regulators are organisms that try to maintain the parameters at constant level regardless of what is happening in its environment. All birds and mammals and a very few lower vertebrates and invertebrate species are capable of regulation. thermoregulation and osmoregulation, for instance. Conformers are organisms that allow the environment to determine the parameter. For instance, ectothermic animals exhibit wide variation in body temperature. Most of the animals and nearly all plants can maintain a constant internal environment. Migrate. The organisms can move away temporarily from the successful habitat to a more hospitable area and return when stressful period is over. Migration involves long distance or short distance movement of animals from one region to another. Like every winter, the famous Keola Deo National Park in Bharatpur, Rajasthan, which hosts thousands of migratory birds coming from Siberia and other extremely cold northern regions. Salmon fishes migrate from saline to fresh water for laying eggs and for its breeding purpose. Suspend. Dormancy is a period of arrested plant growth. It is a survival strategy exhibited by many plant species, which enable them to survive in climates where a part of the year is unstable for growth, such as winter and dry seasons. Hibernation is the mechanism used by many animals to escape cold weather and food shortage over the winter. Estivation is a state of dormancy includes which is induced in some animals by heat and dryness of the summer. Diapause, it's a period of inactivity and cessation of growth or development, accompanied by greatly reduced metabolic activities. Plants and animals undergo spatial characteristic changes in order to live and adjust under prevailing environmental conditions, such as called as adaptation. Plant adaptation, according to various mode of adaptations in plants, are grouped into following major types. First, hydrophytes. These are the aquatic plants. Xerophytes, plants which grow in xeric or dry conditions. Mesophytes are plants which grow in mesic, normal water conditions. Hydrophytes are divided into five main types. Free floating hydrophytes, they are not rooted in soil and float freely on the surface of water. Example, Wolfia. Wolfia is the smallest angiosperm, about 1 millimeter, and it is rootless. Duckweeds like Limna contains unbranched roots. Second is suspended hydrophytes. It remain underwater and are not rooted in mud. Example, Utricularia or bladderwort. Third is submerged and rooted hydrophytes. They remain underwater and are rooted in mud. Example is Hydrilla, Velisneria, Leodia, etc. Fourth type is fixed floating hydrophytes. These have a fixed root in mud, but the leaves keep floating on the water surface. Example is Trapa, Nymphaea, Victoria, water lily, Nilumbium, etc. And the last type is emergent hydrophytes, or these are the amphibious plants. In these plants, the root is fixed in soil and stem remain partially or completely exposed to air. The examples are Typha, Sagittaria, Limnophila, scrapers, ranunculus, etc. Adaptation in hydrophytes are presence of parenchyma tissues which help in buoyancy or floating. It stores oxygen released from photosynthesis, and oxygen helps in plant respiration. They have well-developed chlorenchyma. All the parts of the plants take part in photosynthesis. Plants grow in dry or xeric conditions are called as xerophytes. Dryness, it is of two types. Physical dryness, physically low water quantity in plant habitat. Example, samophytes, lithophytes, chasmophytes are growing under physical dryness. Physiological dryness, when optimum water is present in plant habitat, but due to some reasons, plant cannot absorb water. Example, high salinity or low temperature. Xerophytes are divided into different subtypes. Samophytes grow in dry sandy soil near rivers. Lithophytes, they grow in rock soil. Chasmophytes grow in rocklet. Halophytes, epiphytes, and psychrophytes, they grow in cold soil. Are there some these types are as listed in this chart given in the present slide. Number 23. For better understanding xeric adaptation in plants and in animals, you can watch my videos. Links are given in last slide. Thank you. Thank you very much.